You would be surprised. There is a dear old wizened angel that I seek out every now and then. No blood relation, but a lot of history. I am honored to call her friend. Sitting down, we engage, and she touches and enlightens me. And those watching can only see her and I. But really, there are three. As I looked at her, I voiced my thoughts. That life had fulfilled all her dreams. She raised a brow and said to me, "All things are not as they seem. There's much that I have kept in me. Everything is not to be advertised. But, my dear, there is much to my life that you would be surprised. Like that road that you're so sure is right, may not take you where you want to go. And when you finally open eyes, your surroundings you may not know. You would be surprised that it is not how you thought events would unfold, and where and how you are standing is totally out of your control. On the outside, you cannot see my cracks and crevices, the jagged edges, specters and menaces, that there are two sides to a door, and where to place people best, and that you learn this quickly is what I would strongly suggest. That you must be attuned to your self-honesty and pride. Oh, be very careful, my dear, for if you slip, you can slide. Perhaps you too may come to know that waterfalls can wane and run dry. Oh, little one, as time goes by, you'll find that you will be surprised. That promises are often made with the best of intentions. But most people never foresee the possible interventions. What was wholehearted, sweet, and pure was never meant to give pain. But alas, you may find that some dreams are simply in vain. That mirrors are needed for reflection, but also to see behind you. And that love will make you bend your ways for a chosen few. That very few people walk the talk. But that we must put aside. Oh, my precious child, all I can say is that you would be surprised. That you could physically be present while your soul lay tattered in shreds. But you will take your time and disentangle from each delicate web. That tables will continue to turn, because in life that is what they do. However, despite it all, my love, your best life is what you will pursue. So she ended by saying that some things I will not see coming, and that I dare not be upset with myself, for it is all part of my becoming. That all surprises I have been equipped for, and all I need has been supplied. She said, "Lift your head up as you go forth, for everything he will provide."